60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, this is usually the moment on the show where I say something remarkable and witty.
It is.
And thousands and millions of listeners all across the world go, wow, Jubal, you're so funny and handsome. How'd you get so handsome today?
No one says that in the morning with but you.
For some reason, young Jeffrey has taken that away from me this morning, and he wants to be witty, remarkable, and handsome.
Oh.
And he's going to reveal one of the greatest experiments ever done on the show. I have no knowledge of what this is, and most likely I probably don't care. You guys might dig it, but Jeff is already in studio and wants to share his
thing?
Experiment.
His thing.
Yeah. What is
share
it, Jeff?
Share your thing, Jeff.
Well, guys, I actually have a confession to make. For the last week, I have not been coming up with the shock caller questions of the day.
What?
Wait,
was your thing. You take so much pride in it. It takes you a lot of work.
Yeah. Usually, yeah, but for the last week, actually, you guys have been coming up with the questions.
I kind of noticed this.
I know every time we would say something, then the next day there'd
the
be a
day,
question
like
about it.
I noticed that too. I thought it was a coincidence.
I thought you were just being lazy and couldn't come up with
ideas. I didn't want to call you out. I didn't know you were doing an experiment.
Yeah, it started like a week ago when I asked the question looking for one of the top sources of plastic pollution in the world, and the correct answer was plastic straws, but Jose guessed toothbrushes.
Yeah.
So the next day, I asked about a survey where the number one invention people couldn't live without was toothbrushes.
Yep.
But Jose guessed the wheel. So the next day, I asked about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, whose creator also helped start Hot Wheels. But Brooke guessed it was Bentley. So the next day,
I
asked about the luxury company that makes the most expensive skis, furniture, and barbershop chairs, which is Bentley. But Brooke guessed Tiffany's. So the next day, I asked the reason Tiffany's opened for the first time on a Sunday in 1960, and the answer was to make Breakfast at Tiffany's the movie.
Yeah.
But Jose guessed the Super Bowl. So I was literally taking your wrong answers from one day and making them the right answers the next day, and you guys never got it right.
Oh my God, we played ourselves.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Wonderful job.
What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, we totally knew you were doing that, and we were just guessing the wrong answers.
It shows you can ask whatever you want.
No, it shows that we're idiots and we don't pay attention to anything.
You're stupid people.
I mean,
congrats.
Yeah, exactly, Jose. Like, yay, people that don't pay attention.
Makes me want to do it again today for the shot caller question of the day.
Super Bowl, final answer.
No, Jubal will still forget what that is.
All right. Find out. It's time for the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
Me.
Oh, my God. I was still laughing.
Easy.
We're so dumb.
I know. I swear. I thought it, too.
And I was like, oh, that's funny. He's using. That's a good idea.
Yeah, small world. The answer was Bentley.
But you still never got it right.
Nope.
I've got the shock caller while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
CBS has been broadcasting sporting events to the American public for decades, but there was one particular sport where they used to artificially add in a specific sound during the coverage to secretly improve the viewing experience. And it wasn't until the year 2000 when a viewer finally noticed and exposed the scam. What was the sport and the sound that they added into the coverage?
I think it's golf and birds chirping.
Really?
Is that just your answer? Like, you're already done?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think
Why
it is.
Why would they add birds chirping into golf? I thought that they
actually... So you can hear something more.
But I thought they actually played the sound of birds chirping, like, when you're on the course. Am I wrong on that?
No.
I've never been on a...
I wish they did, though. That'd be cool.
Nice.
Maybe it's just the mini golf that I go to, because that's the only time I golf.
You
don't think it's football and the sound of people crashing into each other? Because before they had amazing audio, they wanted to make that sound like hard and.
But
yeah, no, I don't think
so. It's a naturally loud sound. It has to be something
you can
subtle.
Tell.
No, but I don't think
that
their mics could pick it up for a long time.
Like, I was thinking, what if it was the snap of the mitt in a baseball game?
That's not bad.
You always hear the mitt, and it's like, it's not that loud. I grew up playing baseball. It is loud sometimes, but not every time.
I'm just going to go with my original answer. Golf and birds chirping.
All right. Well, thanks for the discussion, Jubal.
No problem.
Yeah.
For decades, there was one sport on CBS where the station would artificially add in a specific sound during the coverage, and they did it to give the viewers the feeling like they were actually there at the event. It went on until the year 2000 when an animal expert noticed that the generic chirping sounds he heard on TV didn't match the native birds that lived in the area of the event he was watching. So he exposed the scam that CBS was adding extra bird noises to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. The answer is still the Super Bowl.
No, it's to golf.
Oh my God.
I wish it was the Super Bowl.
What?
That'd be amazing.
That's a 50-yard throw. There's a card.
Guys, we need more birds in this football game. All right.
Oh, well,
I got it right. And Jeff, you get the shot caller. And let's see. What do we got here? Somebody texted in 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton, so you can sing that before you get shocked. You really got to go back to just trolling us with answers.
I know.
This is the first time we got it right in like a week. Whenever you're ready.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound. Thanks, Jose. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Wonderful job,
lovely.
Jeff.
Alexa, open Movin' 92.5. Okay.